price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our discussion with Pastor Rusty Chatfield. Just to interject a live field report, the Board of Canvassers meeting hearing down in Lansing has just concluded. The two Democrats voted to approve the language to recall Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop. The two Republicans voted against it. It was a deadlock vote of 2-2. Therefore, the motion to approve the language to recall her did not get approved by the Board of Canvassers, but they did go into extra explanation why they voted against and for it. And the petitioner can always reapply with new language. But the biggest reason for the Republicans voting no is because the language did not specifically say what the Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop did, but allegedly was being punished by the Bureau of Elections based on her actions, things that she did, they alleged, and therefore have taken away her access to a qualified voter file in Antrim County. However, point of clarification, clerks, county clerks, do not run the elections. The deputy clerks of every county actually do the work, working with the township, city, and village clerks to administer the election. County clerk has nothing to do with it. Therefore, access to the qualified voter file is irrelevant for this upcoming August 4th primary and the November 3rd general election. Jonathan Brader, director of Bureau of Elections, even conceded that this was an ongoing investigation. There were conditions that Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop had to fulfill. Once she fulfilled those, her access to the qualified voter file would be, in fact, reinstated. And therefore, basically, yes, she may have screwed up in the past, did things wrong. She went through training. She provided answers. And the Bureau of Elections accepted that training has been conducted by her, and that she provided the proper documentation and answers to their questions of the investigation, and therefore she will be reinstated. But that's all in the future and has yet to pass. Hasn't taken place yet. So as a result, it was 2-2 Republicans voting against it, the two Democrats voting for it. The petition was denied, and they can come back later after the investigation is completed to decide whether or not there's proper cause to collect 4,000 signatures, basically, in Antrim County to put it on a ballot for a recall election. So that is the field report. Just finished, concluded the meeting, and now they're going into the petition by the legislature to put it on the November ballot to whether or not we should hold a constitutional convention, which is required every 16 years in a non-presidential election, for the people of the state of Michigan to vote on amending the state's constitution. Last time this was brought up, it failed. It did not get approved by the people of the state of Michigan. That was back in 2010. Every 16 years, this year being 2026, they have to put it on the ballot again. And that's the next item on the agenda. On that point, Pastor Chatfield, we lived through the 2010 election. I was a candidate for state Senate running against Howard Walker in that August primary. It was also the election involving your son, Lee Chatfield, running against Frank Foster. One of the questions I have for you, Is this a situation where we, the people of the state of Michigan, should be voting to hold a constitutional convention this year? Or do you think that we should not be conducting a constitutional convention of our state constitution this year per the November ballot? What's your thoughts? What's your opinion on that?
Okay. Yeah. Lee was elected in 2014.
Oh, that's 20. Right. I'm sorry. Yep. It was the other midterm following. It wasn't the constitutional one. Correct.
Okay. I've thought about this. I used to be a proponent of convention of the states and new. I guess my opinion is no. Too dangerous. Too much possibility that even though our constitution, whether state constitution or federal constitution, we're not following it the way we should. But to open it up and to would create too many possibilities for something much worse. Beyond the fact, we only have so much energy to expel. In other words, we need to have a in the midterms and then in 2028 we need we don't want a President Newsom. We gotta throw our energy into preventing the Democrats from regaining the White House and the House and the Senate. It's just the nature of things. We only have so much energy, and I don't want to expel my energy and my work and money in some sort of a constitutional convention or trying to open up the Constitution again, even in Michigan. I'm saying no.
Well, here's the main reason that I have a problem with it. The last time we did this was 1963, and it was driven by the support of the then Republican governor, George Romney. And the main reason for it, he wanted to amend the Constitution to make us go from a part-time legislature to a full-time legislature. At the time, state representatives, state senators in 1962, heading into the convention of 63, were being paid $3,000 as being a state rep and a state senator because of their part-time status. Well, as you know, the bureaucratic agencies and departments, bureaus, are basically overseen and ran by and actually paycheck signed to those state employees by the governor of the state of Michigan. The governor was responsible for overseeing every single bureaucratic agency and department, Department of Health and Human Services, Liquor Control Commission, DNR, DEQ at the time. Romney did not want to do that. He was a paid member of Oakland Hills Country Club in Bloomfield Hills. He lived on the golf course, and he did not want to be dealing with these independent bureaucratic departments and agencies. He wanted state reps and state senators to deal with constituent services. They amended the Constitution. It was passed by the people that we needed to go from part-time to full-time. When did the economic decline of the state of Michigan begin? Shortly thereafter. Because the state reps and state senators went from $3,000 a year to $12,000 a year, but they were responsible for dealing with issues the public, taxpayers, us constituents, had with bureaucratic agencies and departments. If you had a problem, let's say, with the Liquor Control Commission, you bought a bar restaurant, and you were waiting for the Liquor Control Commission to transfer the license from the seller to the buyer, but they were taking forever to do it, you used to call up the governor and say, hey, Gov, I need you to go down or bring the people into your office and say, what the heck's going on with Mr. Bishop's liquor license, the permit, the transfer of the license? That immediately shifted to state reps and state senators. You got a problem? Call your state rep. Call your state senator. I heard when I ran against Howard Walker, Randy, you don't understand how Lansing works. 80% of my day is dealing with constituent services. If you got a problem with a bureaucratic agency or department, guess what? I got to deal with it. That is the most devastating potential problem I see in opening up the Constitution. You want to talk about Second Amendment rights? You want to talk about freedom of speech? You want to talk about being able to go to Pastor Chatfield's church on Sunday? It's all open to interpretation if we do this. Is anything I just said, in your opinion, not accurate or potentially could happen?
You might be right. I don't know enough about what you're just arguing to make an argument. But as a conservative, I don't... Let me back up and say this, and I've said this on your show before, and people that may jump to conclusions, give me a second to explain. Our Constitution as it is too easy to amend. It just takes a simple majority of people to vote something to change the Constitution. That is too easy. It is too much like democracy. It is too much like mob rule. It needs to be more difficult. And you say, whoa, you're against the people. No, I'm against billionaires being able to get the signatures, run fancy ads, and people who don't know much vote to change something that shouldn't have been changed. The federal Constitution, it takes 2/3 majority vote of both houses of Congress and then 3/4 of all state legislatures. It's difficult to change the federal Constitution, as it should be. In Michigan now, it is too easy to change, and we're too susceptible to billionaires who can get the signatures and then run the fancy ads and get the Constitution changed too quickly, too easily. I'm convinced that that's true. Now, that said, what am I going to do about it? Because that is the Constitution the way it is. The whole progressive idea, progressivism, that sprang up at the beginning of the 20th century was the idea of bringing more power back to the people and having less of a Republican form of government, republicanism, and have more democracy. And democracy, especially when you start moving toward pure democracy, you're moving to mob rule. Too much instability. It is not the system that our founding fathers, on a state level or federal level, anticipated. We didn't want that. It's not how it was to work. And that is absolutely true historically. And I hope people research that before they jump to some conclusions about what I just said.
Absolutely. Final segment of today's discussion with Pastor Rusty Chatfield. Again, the Board of Canvassers ruling 2-2 the recall of Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop. Therefore, the recall is not going forward at this time. Final segment, we'll be right back.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855 346 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, some text message comments. Pastor Chatfield, Officer Rick says, as far as a convention of the states, talking about the federal one, I tell people very simply, do you really want someone like Nancy Pelosi picking the state's representatives to make changes to our U.S. Constitution?
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good. That's a warning. That's a potentiality that could happen. You throw things open. You don't know where it may go.
Terry, he texted in, we shouldn't open up the Constitution because of people like John Thune and John DeMoose, talking federal and state. Here's the problem. When you have Republicans like John DeMoose, in his defense, I'll just throw it out there, I talked to him about it. And I said, John, why are you working with the Democrats down in Lansing? And he said, Randy, to get stuff done. When they had the majority in 23 and 24, both in the House and the Senate, to have any input at all to try to make bills less horrible, try to take some stuff out, object to something, to have a seat at the table, I had to be sponsoring bills with them. I had to vote for some of their bills. I had them support my bills. As a result of me supporting their bills, some of them actually co-sponsored my bills. He says, to get anything accomplished, to be pragmatic, you've got to work across the aisle, even when you don't have control of the House and the Senate. And it's like, I think that's what John Thune's trying to do right now. He wants to pacify the president, who wants the Save America Act to go through. It's passed in the House, but he can't get it done in the Senate. And John Thune's saying, Mr. President, I don't have the votes. So how can I do it? And Trump says, well, get rid of the filibuster, go nuclear, and get some stuff done, get some things passed. The Democrats are going to do it the next time they have the majority. Schumer's going to be gone, and it's going to be a radical senator on the Democrat side taking the majority leadership position. They're going to get rid of the filibuster. They're going to make Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico states, giving them four more U.S. senators, getting almost 40 congresspeople added to our government. And they're going to expand the Supreme Court from 9 to 21. They're going to be adding 12 more justices to the 9 we already have. And they will all be appointed by the next Democratic president. So, folks, batten the hatches. Here we go. If we don't do it, the Democrats surely are going to do it the next time they get in power. What would you say to that argument?
There is always a tension in politics between the more ideologically pure people say, no, I'm going to hold to my convictions. All right. Then you got people They say, well, I like your convictions, but I want to get something done. You know, I want to do something positive. And you got to weigh out those two principles. And I'm not going to make comment about, you know, Senator DeMoos. I'm just not going to. But that's always been a tension. It's always been a tension. You'll have people like Rand Paul, very conservative, very libertarian, and he'll vote against the president sometimes. You know, and while I might even agree with Senator Paul about something, you know, I still see, yeah, but I got to stick with the president here. I got to stay on the team. He's the captain. Captain's made the call. The coach has made the call. You got to go for that. I have sympathy for Senator Thune because he's dealing with people, with the president, and he's dealing with people that senators and the Republican side and Democratic side that have their own opinions. And along this tradition, it's not a law. It's not even a. I don't think it's even a written rule. I'd have to look that up about the filibuster. If you get rid of that, you kind of throw things open. You move. It is risky. It would be. I get it. I understand his tension there, and I don't have the answers for him. That's not my job, you know, but I do understand what he's saying. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to be down at Liberty Mountain tomorrow. We have a big Michigan Republican Party fundraiser. Ted Nugent's coming. Both candidates, Pastor Chatfield, John James and Perry Johnson will be there. Mike Rogers is going to be there. We've got some excellent speakers, entertainment. We're also being told that there's a huge surprise person coming from President Trump's cabinet that is going to be coming into town and speaking at the event. I'm going to take my studio equipment with me. I'm going to try to add you into the studio for church on Sunday. As long as my internet holds up, we should be good to go. I'll be into the studio and into the church with you. But for any reason, just want to let you know, if you could ask or if you could monitor your cell phone, I'll text you if yes. We have any complications, because I'll be connecting in with Miss Thompson's phone into the studio like we normally do.
Very good.
But if there's a problem, I'll send you a text message and give you a heads up. If we lost signal, if we dropped off, or got dead air on the radio, I apologize in advance, but I'm taking it with me, and hopefully their internet's going to be sufficient to broadcast church all 11 to noon every Sunday. Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. But if you don't want to risk it, you can't hear it on the radio. Beautiful Sunday. Why don't you go to church in person?
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Randy. Amen.
Okay,
thanks,
sir. Appreciate your understanding. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Final hour. Kevin Kievsky will be on with us from 11:30. Field report from Lansing. Missy, if you have any questions for her, she'll be on in the next half hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 20. 20-